Waited. 255 flood warnings are in place across England and Wales. Earlier, Thames Valley Police announced it's referred itself to the watchdog. An elderly driver was killed after hitting a fallen tree, which had been reported. AO Shikale from the Environment Agency has some advice for motorists.
So many people will probably underestimate the risk of flood waters, but just even 30 centimetres of flowing water is enough to float a car. So you want to mitigate that risk. So if you don't have to be on the road, please don't be on the road. Please do not drive in this water.
We've got the clearest indication yet about when the next general election will be. Rishi Sunak says his working assumption is to call the vote in the second half of the year. Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has told the Tories he'll meet fire with fire. The Islamic State group is claiming it was behind a deadly attack in Iran. 84 people died in twin blasts yesterday. Police in the US say a 17-year-old has shot dead a younger pupil at a high school he attended in Iowa. Officials in Perry say four students are among five people injured. The British actress who played Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins has died at the age of 100. As well as a long film career, Glynis Johns excelled on stage too. The song Send in the Clowns from the musical A Little Night Music was written especially for her, winning her a Tony Award in 1973.
I would like to thank Hal Prince for giving me the strength and the confidence, and Steve Sondheim for writing such wonderful music, particularly Send in the Clowns, which I adore singing.
And in tonight's football, Crystal Palace and Everton are both still in the FA Cup after their third round tie ended in a goalless draw at Selhurst Park. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
Seeing her in that dress with someone new wrapped around her, and he don't look like a friend. She came up right there beside me, whispered, hey, how you been? And my heart sank like an anchor, and I'm falling in. Didn't think it'd kill me, but those four words hit me. She said, do you miss me? And I said, after we broke up, I thought I'd be over us. Told myself I'm better off about you at night, and I'd be alright. After we broke up, I'd be dancing with someone. I'd forget those 7 months and fall for another heart, but I fell apart. After we broke up. After we broke up.
I thought it would be easy seeing him out again. So I flirt with a stranger, pretend he's more than a friend. It took everything in me to whisper, hey, how you been? My heart got lost in the ocean that I'm drowning in. Didn't think it'd kill me, but those four words hit me. He said, do you miss me? And I said,
after we broke up, I thought I'd be over us. Told myself I'm better off not thinking about you at night, and I'd be alright. She said, do you miss me? And I said, after we broke up, I thought I'd be over us. Told myself I'm better off not thinking about you at night, and I'd be alright.
David J there with
with his latest single featuring Frawley called After We Broke Up. His fresh and cutting edge approach, I think, to country pop has already made him into a viral hitmaker and TikTok sensation. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Welcome to our first show of the year. I'm your host, Madeline, and I have so many exciting things planned for you all this year. The fresh and mintiest songs for you all, gig announcements, exclusive song plays, and extra special guests each and every week. This week's special guest, our first special guest of 2024, and her first ever radio interview. I've got Manchester's finest on the show tonight, Katie Rigby, the cosmic country songstress, who will be sharing with me how she sees country music and how she crafts her own very honest approach to her own sound. Be sure to stick around for that. That'll be happening at 10:30. I've got a new track to share with you all, a new track, but by someone that is definitely no stranger to Night Shift airways, Carter Faith, an artist I played regularly on the show last year, and she just keeps delivering hit after hit. This is Carter Faith with Smoke Too Soon.
He walked out, no 2 week notice, didn't even notice he was gone. Who's gonna gas up? Who the hell's gonna mow my lawn? I don't know. I'll just let it grow, let it go. Left me a while, he left me less. Folded up under my front door. Chicken scratched down every reason. He don't love me anymore. I don't care, he's out of my hair. Every good riddance is written right there. Says I'm smoke too soon. Left his dishes in the sink, but the trash took itself out. Suddenly light on my feet and my head's up in the clouds. Hard things are hard to handle, so I light another candle.
And drown in alcohol. Listen to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. We just played for you there, Burden in My Hand by Danny Rose. While she's based in Nashville, you can really hear her Californian and Virginian roots, I think, ring out in that track. Rosie's other songs have also got a lot of interest. There's one song in particular called Got It From My Mama, which is consistently seen on the US Hot 50 charts and viral charts on TikTok. It has a whopping 1.2 billion, that's right, billion, not million, billion views on TikTok, with just under a million user generated videos created using the song's sound sample. Danny Rose there for you on the Night Shift. Still to come on the show, we will be having special guest Katie Rigby. Katie Rigby is a country artist from Manchester. I discovered her via my Instagram feed. You can follow Night Shift on social media at the Night Shift 98. However, back to Katie, I found her music through Instagram. She's constantly posting a new song that she's just written, which is actually completely amazes me. We've been talking in a moment about the stories behind two of her latest song releases, so be sure to stay tuned for that and keep listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Single night out, never turning it before 2 a.m. Blackout on a friend's couch, I'd go a whole week without seeing my bed. I was never the rising shine type, always hated the sun through the blinds. I never had much worth waking up for till you woke me up. Why the biggest man? Hold on, before you put your clothes on, I wouldn't mind lying here all day. Girl, you make me forget that I'm tired. Ain't the coffee that's getting me wired. Never had much worth waking up for till you woke me up.
hot Sunday in Texas, where I ate my tears for breakfast and drove out. Your silence really said it as I took that final exit out of town. Every once in a while, through those northern pines, see the light that I turned off, come on again. 'Cause I've been born in the orange with the king of California, but no, not even the sun compares to you. And I've been drowned in the sound of the Carolina mountains, but no, not even the rain, it's like you do. So what's the use? Can't change it now. The shoulda, woulda, coulda scared so loud. So what's the use? I've kissed around. Oh, I've tried and I've tried, but the flame just won't go out. It won't go out. Left my heart there on the concrete, there with all your dirty laundry. And where were you? Where were you? I never did recover. I just painted all those days in shades of blue. And where were you? Every once in a while, through those northern pines, see the light that I turned off, come on again. 'Cause I've been born in the orange with the king of California, but no, but you're the closest thing to heaven that I've found. So don't you let this flame burn out. Well, I think I lost it 'cause I just touched down in Austin on a one way. And I bet that you're out drinking in the bar you used to live in. Let's see if this thing's burning. First round's on me.
Once again, nothing's changed. If you need it, I'm there for you. Nobody cares for you the same way. I ask you to stay, knowing damn well you still go. I'm running low on emotional ammo, but I reload the gun just the same. Just fire one more time, boy, it's cruel. It's so cruel, 'cause you know that I'll never get through to a heart that's bulletproof. You keep up your guard to avoid getting scarred. Where's the trust? Guess I'm caring too much when it comes down to us. I'm the only one in love. I point and I aim, always shooting you straight. Boy, you lead me on, love, and each shot I take. But no matter how many I do, I'm always left missing you. Missing you. Say you dare me to keep trying, just fire one more time, boy, it's cruel. It's so cruel, 'cause you know that I'll never get through to a heart that's bulletproof. Well, I've been astray. For you lead me on, love, and each shot I take. But no matter how many I do, I'm always left missing you, missing you. Say you dare me to keep trying, just find one more time. Boy, it's cruel, it's so cruel, 'cause you know that I'll never get through to a heart that's bulletproof. You call 3 a.m. I pick up once again, nothing's changed.
Known for her unique style of cosmic country, Katie Rigby is on the night shift this evening. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's exciting. My first interview as well. So I'm nervous a little bit.
So cosmic country, it's a term that plays a massive role in your branding and in your sound. How would you define cosmic country?
I suppose for me, I'm a big believer in like the universe and energy and stuff. So I feel like it's kind of like finding the most like authentic version of you. I'm still figuring it out. And I think you can get easily like put into genre brackets, and I wanted to make my own because I don't feel like I kind of fit in either. So cosmic country is the space to feel that and to fill that. So yeah.
In the evolution of your cosmic country, who would you say your main influences are?
Definitely Kacey Musgraves, Lainey Wilson, Lennon Stella. My influences go way back, you know, like growing up, listened to a lot of Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, and then I discovered Florida Georgia Line, Rascal Flatts. So it's like over time it's like evolved, but definitely those three women, female power, would be like my main ones.
Now, outside of your musical influences, I think it's true to also say that your own life influences your songwriting, especially in the track Love Song. It was the first song you released on Spotify back in May. What's the story behind that track?
The story behind it is I've been with my now husband for actually 10 years yesterday, which is so exciting. But I kind of left him at home. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I wanted to go and work in America for the summer, so I did. And then he flew out and met me, and we got married in Vegas and did this like whirlwind traveling trip. And I came home, I came home like high on life. And then I was like, I don't want to write a love song, but here we are. And I just wanted it to feel basically along, like in sync with the feeling authentic to myself. Just like real life, like love is the good and the bad bits. You know, it's not all sparkly, shiny like we'd like it to be. So it's like honouring that, and yeah. My journey.
I didn't want to write a love song, but I'm in love with him. So what else do I write about when he's right there under my skin? Everyone warned me right from the start, the boy is a charmer, he'll break your heart, and he did, and he does, but I love him just because. He sees all the good and the bad parts, never judges me in my dark thoughts, lifts me up when I need it, drinking coffee and spinning me around in the kitchen. He's got all the charm and the looks, boy, he's got a wicked start. The boy is a charmer, he'll break your heart. And he did, and he does. But I love him just because.
Now, I feel like many of us, you're really excited to see Lainey Wilson come over here on her UK tour. What is it about Lainey Wilson that you admire so much?
The authenticity, I mean, like Bell Bottom Country, that is her in to a T. And I think that's a massive influence on me to kind of just find my own authenticity. But I just love that she's just so out there and she just is what she is and embracing that. I think that's so important, especially like the way times are now, you can be influenced by, you know, social media and things like that, just embracing who you are. I just love that about her. And I love her voice, I love her sound. I just think she's really cool.
Have you got a particular track that you're waiting to see her play live?
So I actually saw her at Country to Country this year, and she did not disappoint. But I think my favourite one off the new record is Grease. And I just love it. I think it's just so, it's quite like funky country. It's just so good. Yep. Yeah, I'll definitely be fangirling. I can't wait.
recently on Instagram, you've been teasing a new song. It's a track called Past Life Cowgirl. When was that song written?
I wrote that in September time. And I was like, I had like a creative, really random creative spurt. I like wrote like six songs in like a couple of days. And I actually wrote it in the car, which is where I normally write. Put the voice recorder on, and I was listening to a lot of like Meg Maroney, and I wanted to basically just write a song about the frustrations of loving country music but being from the UK, and the authenticity is just like the umbrella of all of this. I want to embrace that love of country music, but you know, also I'm a UK girly, so it's kind of like the balance of both. But yeah,
that's been having a lot of streams on both Instagram and on TikTok as well. When can listeners expect to hear the full track?
Soon. I've not got a date yet, but it is in the works. We're getting some artwork done for the track, and it will be definitely very, very soon.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to hearing it. I've been one of those people that have been streaming it many, many times.
Oh, I love that. So I was really shocked by like the response to, because it was just on a whim. That was like that video, the first video I posted was like 8 o'clock in the morning. It's like, my neighbours are going to hate me. I was like, well, what on my guitar. But yeah, it's really, I like that people are relating to it. It's good.
In the song, there's a line that goes, I'm writing country songs, don't feel like I belong living here in the UK. And I think country music isn't the most popular answer if you go up to a stranger and say, what are you listening to right now? But the UK country music scene is growing. Like, we're seeing like new festivals always popping up. We're seeing a lot of American artists come over here a lot more frequently. What do you feel, though, is still kind of missing from the UK country music scene that Nashville does really, really well?
Yeah, I think, I suppose if you're comparing the two, I've actually not been to Nashville. So coming from zero, you know, just from like a looking outlook perspective, I think Nashville's like the hub, like the mecca of country music, and I suppose everyone's there, the buzz, it's all that is their popular music. But I suppose in the UK we've got like a broad genre, like, and it's spread across the UK. So I think like in Nashville you'd have writers rounds every night in several different places, whereas the UK have them but they're maybe a bit more sparse and spread out across the country. So I mean, I don't know whether the UK needs to do more of that, or maybe just like hone in on what we've got and make it a bit more
frequent.
Yeah, more regular. I'd love to see that. Especially like, I think there's a lot going on down south, whereas I'm like up in Manchester, and there's definitely some stuff going on up here, but I think there's room for more, definitely.
Past Life Cowgirl, Rare, Luke Combs, which is another track that you've written that has a lot of Luke Combs discography titles kind of riddled throughout the track. Love Song, Good Old Days, Butterfly, Hibernate. You've got a ton of tracks that you've been sharing teasers of on Instagram, and it sounds like it's enough to eventually make an EP or even really a full album. What is kind of the vision that you have if you were to make your first debut EP or LP?
Yeah, it's in the works, and I think the vision is finding me, and they're like little time capsules of like things that have happened while I'm kind of just figuring it out. So I suppose that would be like the overarching theme, just like figuring it out. And the Past Life Cowgirl is going to be the title of that. And I think that's just kind of embracing the fact that, you know, that's what I feel like, where I'm drawn to. And then there's all these other things that kind of make me. And experiences and stuff. I think it'd be really cool to look back on as well. Like I said, like little time capsules of like these things that have like happened in my life. And I'd be like, whoa, like that song takes you back to that time. It's the best thing about music. I love that.
Now, I was quite surprised by your, we'll call it your yet to be released discography. As many of your songs do address things like mental health, aiming to kind of feel content within yourself, and awareness of how social media kind of plays a massive role in all of that. What kind of message do you hope to spread through these types of songs?
Yeah, I think the main message is it's okay to just not know where you're at. I think your 20s is such a weird time, but like even your 30s, 40s, 50s, my mum's still figuring it out. I seen a quote like not long ago, and it was like, remember, this is like your mum's first time here as well. And like, we are all just like, we're all just these weird balls of energy, to put it, like experiencing life for the first time. And it's okay to not know what you want to do or who you want to be or where you want to go. I think just no pressure and like enjoy, just enjoy it. Life's short, without being cliche. It really is. Short ride. take it by the wings.
Back in July, you also released your most recent track. It's a track called Butterfly, which we will be playing for our listeners in a moment. It was recorded at Pollard Yard with Laura Powell playing banjo on the track. How did you and Laura first connect?
We both studied at the same... Well, I say studied. I'm still studying there at the moment at BIM in Manchester. And when I was kind of in my first year, Laura was in a final year. And we kind of crossed over. I wanted to... I kind of went to uni a little bit late, and it was like my opportunity to like really just network. So I just volunteered to do anything and everything. And I was doing some backing vocals for a mutual friend called Harriet Rose. And Laura played guitar for her. And Laura's in like a lot of bands playing guitar. She's a lady of many, many talents. And I was like, I really would love Laura to be in my band, but never said anything. And then like 2 years have gone. So Laura actually only joined my band this year. And my friend Harriet was like, Laura would love to be in your band, you know? And I was like, what? Yeah, I want Laura in my band. So then, and then I found out she plays banjo, mandolin. She has a bit of backing vocals. So yeah, she's coming to the studio and it's great fun. She's great.
Butterfly, it's a song that I think will connect with anyone who is navigating grief or dealing with losing somebody. What does the song mean to you?
Just that, I think. I mean, the whole, like, the main message of the song would be, you know, like I said before, a big believer in the universe and signs, and butterflies tend to kind of follow me around and my friend. And the song was actually written for a friend who had lost her dad, and while I was away in America, and it was a really difficult time because I felt so useless as a friend to not be able to do anything. And she told me she keeps seeing these butterflies, and so that was kind of something that we've shared, and we've shared grief, you know, and just like navigating through it. It's so tough, but finding comfort in like the little things I think really helps. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for being on Night Shift today. I'm sure our listeners, just like myself, will be keeping a really, really sharp ear for any live show announcements from you. But we're going to end your segment by sharing your latest track called Butterfly. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yeah, so I'm Katie Rigby, and this is my track Butterfly on Phoenix 98 FM.
I sit here alone, I can't believe you're gone. I wasn't ready for goodbye. Wish I hadn't had a phone. Instead, I hit the lonely road like a wild horse through the night. 'Cause I miss you, I turn to. I'm calling out. Did you?
was Katie Rigby with her second single called Butterfly. Though Laura Powell took on the banjo duties on that track, Katie wrote the lyrics all by herself. What a fantastic lyricist who has just been hiding up in Manchester. Hopefully Katie will do a show down this way soon. You can check out all of Katie's teaser tracks on Instagram at Katie Rigby. Rigby spelt with two I's there. R-I-I-G-B-Y, the Cosmic Country Cowgirl. Still to come on the show, I'll be announcing this week's currently on repeat track, and just to warn you, it is quite the tearjerker. Also, I'll be sharing this year's artist to watch. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Here for you now is Luke Levinson with Cold and Amarillo.
Was always easy. See my friends and raise some hell. Late July, drunk at your party. Cut my eye and cast a spell. 100 degrees, that Texas heat. Oh, you and me, we fell in deep. And hot as the temperature. Hold my breath to December. Now it's 29 and Amarillo. We're not time, and I don't know if what we had this summer lasts another night if I don't hold you. And I get hot now every time I see those Texas lights, you know. Warm my heart when you were close, but now it's cold in Amarillo. Getting cold in Amarillo. Now the city's frozen under. Can't see the Texas sun. I see my breath, it makes me wonder if I'm about to come undone. Cause I know the scene, it's hard to believe that you came to me, but damn, it was easy. Don't you remember what you said in September? Now it's 29 in Amarillo. Winter time, and I don't know if what we had this summer lasts another night if I don't hold you. And I get hot now every time I see those Texas lights, you know. Warm my heart when you were close, but now it's cold in Amarillo. Getting cold in Amarillo. The city's lost its power with the frost and snow. I'm just counting down the hours, cause I can't let you go. Cause it's 29 in Amarillo. We're not time, and I don't know if what we had in this summer lasts another night if I don't hold you. I get hot now every time I see those Texas lights, you know. Warm my heart when you were close, but now it's cold in Amarillo.
to look me in the eye.
Sober by Gracie York. When she first released this track back in December last year, she said, I've got a new song called Sober. Also, I'm sober. She then took to Instagram to share this statement. I'm officially a little over 1 month, 42 days sober from alcohol. Making this choice wasn't easy. I went back and forth with it for a while, but ultimately I decided I needed to do it for my mind and for my body. I'll start by saying this, that I wasn't an alcoholic. I wasn't drinking myself to sleep every night. I didn't need alcohol to function, and it isn't something I was consumed in. However, it became a crutch every time I was going out or hanging out with friends, and I hated the fact that I felt like I had to drink because everyone else was. I was waking up after a night of drinking and felt like my own personal hell. We've all been there, haven't we? And my anxiety was skyrocketing, and I would sit and tell myself all day that everyone hated me, and I felt like garbage. You could see on my face, you could tell by my body, I hated that feeling. The person I was when I'd get drunk was someone that I completely hated. She was loud, she was obnoxious, couldn't remember people she had met, couldn't remember conversations I had, and I didn't like it at all. Let this be your sign. It's truly helped me in so many ways in just only a month. My face is thinner. I wake up with a clear mind. I remember conversations I've had the morning before, and I feel like myself again. Not drinking alcohol or having a dry January seems to be at the top of a lot of people's New Year resolutions list this year. At the top of my New Year's resolutions list is to try a new skill every month. And because I was listening to a lot of Lainey Wilson over Christmas and watching Yellowstone, I've convinced myself somehow to sign up for horse riding lessons. Hopefully I'll be able to stay on the horse a lot longer than I did the rodeo ball at the Buck and Ball Saloon. This next track is sure to fill your cowboy fancies too. Here is Midland with Up in Texas.
Blue house cried in the rain, tears for it. Shining back, poured a beer for it. The lone star shining in the sky. Santa Ana tried for it. Davy Crockett died for it. If you've been there, you know why. Sam Houston star spangled in. Jerry Jeff Bone jangled in. You ain't been away till you wake up in Texas. Songs, the best bars, you ain't seen stars till you look up in Texas. Out of 10, it's a living, but even in heaven, they say up in Texas. They made a lonesome dove in it. Willie found his luck in it. Underneath the come and take it back. Paid for it. It's hard to talk about an non-brag. New Casey boots walked across sins. Billy Bob is honky-tonk dead. You ain't been away till you wake up in Texas. You ain't felt our break till you break up in Texas. And even in heaven, say up in Texas. Heaven, they say up in Texas. I'm tired of Monday morning traffic and this broken radio. This long drive, the rain outside, I'm tired of this damn road. I'm tired of these old, wind-soaked, worn-out boots. But I'll never get tired of you. Every time I walk back through that front door, feels like the first time.